do everything normally?
You know what? I can do everything with my right hand that I was doing before the accident, but I'm still wiping my butt with my left hand. So, you know, it's not as strong. My right hand's not as strong, so, you know, that's the only thing.
Put your hand on that, please.
But seriously, your right hand's feeling good, everything, you know?
Oh, yeah. Like I said, I can do everything but wipe my butt with it.
So there is some weakness in there?
Oh, absolutely. But, you know, the good thing about it is I have a lot of time left, and I'm about to hit the three-month mark to where I can start strengthening it and getting stronger again.
What were you passing that test of catching real fastballs from the judges?
Well, initially I was, you know, not knowing how I was going to bounce back from it. But, you know, every day I just start getting stronger and stronger. And, you know, it's amazing to be where I'm at right now. And, you know, people, you know, nerve damage and artery cut, muscles and tendons and ligaments. So it's kind of a blessing to be where I'm at today.
What will you do between now and camp as far as strengthening? What's that going to be about?
Oh, I'm just going to continue to do treatment here at the facility. I'm not taking any breaks. You know, we got a week off coming up, and I'm going to stick around town and, you know, do some community work and strengthen my arm. So that's what I'm about right now.
So the feeling is there in your fingertips? It's all there?
Oh, yeah. I still have nerve damage, but like I said, I'm still going to catch 100 balls this year.
What can you get out of being in camp here when, even though you're not taking the full reps? Like, what did you get out of these 2 weeks?
Well, what I've done is I got a jump start on the Oakland Raiders and their corners, you know, number 21 and Dante Hall. And the reason I say 21 because he got a name I can't pronounce. But I just got all their plays broken down, and I'm just studying them. And, you know, getting mental reps is always a plus, you know, when you're on the sideline dealing with an injury. So I'm still there mentally, you know, and I'm just working on the sideline physically to get back to where I was.
And is this an important time for chemistry with the other receivers? How do you feel like this new group is kind of coming together?
I've said it before, you know, with last year group, that we had a great group, but this year seems so much stronger, and everyone's won. You know, we don't have any selfish guys on the team, and everyone knows what their role and what they need to do to get us to where we want to be.
Are you feeling like the leader of this group, going out talking to guys?
Well, if you look on paper, you know, I'm the only receiver here since you know, I was drafted, so I am the oldest as far as years with the Broncos. But no, we still have got guys like Stokely going on his 10th year, D-Jack, 9, and you also got Kerry. So, you know, I'm not the oldest, but, you know, I will hope, you know, I'm a leader on this team.
You seem like you're in good spirits, and obviously the confidence is there. Was there ever a point in time after the injury where you kind of entered, you know, a dark space, or you ever got down, or kind of, geez, what is this going to do to me?
I'm pretty much a strong-minded person, and, you know, of course, whenever you're dealing with adversity, you know, you go through some things within yourself, and I did. But, you know, all I can do is just pray and work, you know, as much as I could.
Mike keeps saying June 22nd is the day you're going to try to really start catching balls. Is that?
Oh yeah, that's the date. That's the 3 month period, and, you know, just we don't want anything, you know, any setbacks. So June 22nd is the day where I'm going to be out there 100%. Running routes full speed and catching the ball 100 miles per hour. So, can't wait till that day come.
You said you want to catch 100 balls on this year. Is that it? 100 balls?
Oh, actually.
120, 150, you got to run?
With our offense and our coaches, you know, the sky's the limit for any of us receivers on this team. So, I just hope that we can put something together like the Patriots did last year as far as offensive chemistry. You know, you got guy Wes Welker, Stallworth, Fan Moss, and Ben Watson at tight end. You know, doing some great things, you know, contribute to the team. So it's not a selfish thing. I don't want 100 balls to myself, which I do, but I want the balls spread out too. So only make the team better.